Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to yet another very exciting USA special of my Real Country. Now, don't forget, for all things country, you can check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, let's get stuck into it. This week is a huge week. It's my interview with Tyler and Brian from Florida Georgia Line just after their CMT award win. I'm also catching up with the Zac Brown Band, talking about the creation of his Human Catapult. Taylor Swift talks to us about her love of touring Australia, plus some great tunes. But all of this in good time. Let's kick it off with my good mate O'Shea. Every day is a good day, and I tell you what, it certainly is.
Car and it goes real fast, but only when I can't afford the gas. It's been forever since I changed the tags, but that's okay, that's okay. In the lottery, I picked all the right numbers, got the wrong week. My lady luck is on a losing streak, but it's okay, it's okay.
Cruising around Nashville, I bumped into star maker winner Kaylee Bell out and about during the CMA festival. And here's what she had to say about her album and its title track, Heart First.
And I've bumped into another Aussie, well, Kiwi Aussie over here. Kaylee Bell, how are you?
I'm great, Ben. How are you?
Now, this is part of your Star Maker prize.
It is, and it's so good to be here. I was just saying, we were talking before, there's a vibe in Nashville, and I don't know, you just get consumed by country music. It's amazing.
They really do live it, eat it, and breathe it here, and I reckon that's one of the many reasons why Nashville is the country music capital of the globe. And, you know, it's great to see that so many Australians have come over, because hopefully we can encourage Australia to do the same thing.
Yeah, totally. It's a part of their culture here, and I guess it would be really nice if we could, you know, have that bigger influence of country music in Australia. But I think it's growing, I do. But, yeah, it's just, it's like you say, they live and breathe it here, and it's infectious to be around, and hopefully we can start and get that in Australia.
Infectious in a good way.
Totally.
Not in a bad way, of course.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the new single, because that's doing really well, and there's a hot-looking photo of you to go with it.
Yeah, we've just actually filmed a clip, so that's coming out next week, which is really exciting. And it's the first single off the album. I guess the album's very much sort of contemporary country slash... It's got a pop element to it, and it's sort of the music that I've been writing a lot, so it's sort of the stuff that's been flowing naturally, and yeah, this is the very first single, so we're all go.
Tell me about the writing of the single.
Basically, it's I've sort of the last 2 years of my life, I moved from New Zealand myself, so I've learned a lot, and met a lot of people and had a lot of life experience, so basically the whole album just reflects the last 2 years of my life, which has been crazy.
Well, I absolutely love it. We're having a great time here in Nashville, and everyone in Australia is absolutely loving your song, so here it is now on Real Country. Thanks, Kaylee Bell.
It's been lovely seeing you.
Yeah.
From Kaylee's Heart First to another heart and love related song from Sarah Storer. It's the title track off her new album, which is due for release in late August 2013, and it's titled Lovegrass. It was written with her husband Dave in mind, and as she says, it's her love song to him, and it's also a noxious weed. I just love Sarah Storer, and I can't wait to hear the album, but until then, let's just soak up the title track, Lovegrass, here on Real Country, together.
It took some crazy fight, but it was worth the wait. Like you walked out just after I walked in, but it was worth the time before I brushed your side. And when I did, I felt the grip and sting.
Sarah Storer, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
If you're a parent, you'd know that little humans require lots of love and care in all aspects of life. The team at carsguide.com.au know that any decision, when it comes to your kids, can't be taken lightly. That's why they've dedicated a section on their website entirely to kids and cars. At carsguide.com.au/kidsandcars, you'll find the latest car reviews, safety news, road trip ideas, and plenty of ways to keep your kids happy in the car. Your children are your most precious cargo. So check out carsguide.com.au/kidsandcars and keep your family safe.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills. Go to workshops or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car, or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
BehindTheWheel.com.au is not only your favourite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online too. Just go to BehindTheWheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it in the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to BehindTheWheel.com.au.
When you cry.
it's Jetty Road here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, after a big night celebrating their CMT win, Tyler and Brian took a little bit of time out to enjoy my accent, talk about the remix of Cruise with Nelly, and explain Fireball Whiskey to this little Aussie when I caught up with Florida Georgia Line in Nashville. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country interview with the multi-award winning Florida Georgia Line. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Fantastic.
Can't complain at all.
How's your night?
Man, it was great. CMT Awards, took two buckles home, and hit up an after party, and then we had an after party here at the publishing house, and man, we had a blast. It had a lot of people over and celebrated.
Because you guys...
with some Fireball whiskey.
Now, I've heard about this Fireball whiskey stuff, and the interesting thing about that is every Australian that I've spoken to has gone, you got to watch out for this whiskey.
So good, dude.
It tastes like big red gum. I mean, it's like cinnamon whiskey that tastes like candy. It's good. But you'd have to be careful because it'll kind of get you.
Now, Cruise, what a fantastic song. And when Nelly came in, and how did all that come about?
Well, we're on the same label, and he kind of, we wanted to do something different with Cruise for the pop radio stations that were asking for, you know, something cool. And Nelly reached out to us, and a big fan of Cruise, and wanted to work together. And in our opinion, he's the best candidate for that song. And just, I mean, he just killed it. Couldn't have been any more perfect. So it worked out great.
Because I think that is an absolute stroke of genius.
I think so. I mean, we didn't even realize how smart it was, but looking back now, I mean, it was definitely a smart move. And
you're not meant to say that. You're meant to go, we planned that from the start. It's part of our strategy. Yeah. We're brilliant.
Well, let's not fool ourselves here.
Now, tell me about the song.
Came about in the middle of, we were writing another song, and the first line kind of got thrown out. And man, it's one of those, you got to thank the songwriting guys, man, because, you know, they get written really quick, and we lived with it for a little bit, took it back in the studio. Our producer Joey Moy, he really pushed us and said, guys, let's tighten it up, let's fight for lines, and our motto here is, you know, better is better is better. And you know, I think he was definitely right, hit the nail on the head, you know, because I think from the original to, you know, some tweaks and a little edit here and an additional little third verse made it what it is. So, and not to mention the, you know, the track that Joey made. I mean, it sounds huge on the radio. There's nothing else like it, and it's really cool to be a part of this process, from writing it to, you know, recording it, to taking it out on the road, to see it build, you know, from, you know, a show a year ago in Milwaukee on the Country Throwdown tour to a week ago in amphitheater in front of 20-something thousand people. It's pretty crazy.
I'd put you guys as one of the hottest acts in country music. You just complement each other very, very well, and the end product is always absolutely fantastic. Now, what do you guys do for fun outside of work?
Oh, man. Anything outside. We like, you know, I love riding my motorcycle. BK will drive around with his top off the truck and enjoy that. We like to hunt and fish. Pretty much anything that gives us an adrenaline rush that's usually outside, you know. Being on the water is fun. Anything just to get away and clear our minds for a little bit, you know, and do something fun.
Man, anything outdoors, I like going to work out, I like going to the movies. Getting out on the couch never hurt nobody, so I like chilling out and watching a movie, pizza, you know, if we're home, kicking it. Love listening to music, driving around town. That's probably my favorite thing to do when I'm home, searching for songs and listening and getting inspired. And
well done on the awards, and you can download Cruise on iTunes. All the links will be on realcountrymix.com. Thank you so much, Florida
Thank
Georgia
you.
Line.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Baby, you're a song, and you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh good Lord, she had them long tail legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my window down and cruise.
Yeah, she was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my window down and cruise down the back road, blowing stop sign through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my window down and cruise. My window down, my seat back, my music up, we ride. Her legs up on my dashboard, that's just the way I lie. Hey country girl, this country boy, like everything about you. Don't change a thing, no way, you stay the same, I got you. I like soul that, all that, head to toe, you call that. Tell old boy he call back, send a text, say fall back. Cause I can see you got a thing for the fast life. So come on shorty, let me show you what the fast life. Whipping across the border, Florida into Georgia. Cause baby you a song and you make me wanna roll my, roll my, roll my.
Now, just in case you couldn't tell, that was the remix of Cruise with Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly. Now, while I was in the US, and Nashville in particular, I was lucky enough to get a full tour of Zach Brown's recording studio and label, Southern Ground. And let me tell you, it's amazing. It's an audio tech's dream, yet also characteristically warm with stunning timber everywhere. But my favourite part of the entire studio was the beer tap downstairs and also the jumbo jam jars that I used for glasses to drink said beer. It was a little bit later on that day in a deep dark room underneath LP Field before the massive nightly concert that we actually got a chance to quiz Zach about the human catapult that I spied in the clip for Jump Right In.
I called him and told him that I needed a human catapult, and 2 weeks later there it was. I used to joke around when I had my first restaurant. I would play there on the weekends, and I would tell people to come back this weekend. We're going to have a human catapult and launch people out of the lake. And it was kind of a joke. And then it came true, and there was a moment when I was standing out there launching people into the water thinking, I've made it.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind. There's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. Water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. La 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 la.
Atlantic meets the ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open. Disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by. And jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You can jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby. Southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby. Not a lullaby.
Tell me this, are you loving this show? Would you like to relive the memories? Well, that's absolutely super. Then all you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice and search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. It's really easy. You then click download or subscribe and you'll never miss an episode again. Plus, you'll get access to heaps of exclusive bonus content like interviews and so much more. The Real Country podcast is available on all good podcasting apps, including iTunes, and online via realcountrymix.com. Now, still to come on the show, Eric Church, Joe Diffie, and some classic Lee Kernaghan, not to mention Taylor Swift, talking about touring Australia, all after the break on Real Country.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Les, and we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo! It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here, and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
$10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks, and all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
Hey, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to me on Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, social country. If you want to be part of social country, it's really easy. You can hunt us down on Facebook, and we'd love you to do that. Facebook.com/realcountry. You can also give us a buzz on our request line, 1300 929 516. That's 1300 929 516. On top of that, we're on Twitter as well, or visit our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, hear that cough? I'm still feeling just a little bit poorly because I've just recovered from a case of man flu. I Googled that, and Google says it is absolutely deadly, so I feel pretty lucky to have survived. And if you followed us on Facebook, you would know that the question I put out there this week was, if you had one last country song to listen to, what would it be? And we got some great responses there. Killing Myself to Stay Alive. Robert, great suggestion there. Not to mention Dottie, I want to stroll through heaven with you. Well, you know, thank you for the invitation. Not sure if you're inviting me to do that or Alan Jackson. Either way, great suggestion. What I did actually go with was the one thing that I absolutely, without a doubt, desperately needed. And it's a song that came from the album 1959, which was actually released in 1995 by a man called Lee Kernaghan. And I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but a lot of the ladies, I reckon, would like him to be one. This is Lee Kernaghan's track, Doctor. A suggestion from Trent on Facebook. Thank you very much, my friend. Here it is from The Vault, some classic Lee Kernaghan, Doctor.
My mate said, don't get on that horse. He's made a fool of better men than you. But I was young and foolish, not to mention being stubborn like a mule. One second I was in the air, next I was feet up kissing dirt. Through the haze I heard a voice say, bring the doctor, I think the boy is hurt. Doctor, the light is growing dim, and I've heard a calling from the other side. Doctor, there's so much I haven't done. Is that sparkle that I've seen in Becky's eyes? Oh, doctor, I'm too young to die. They took me to a shady spot. The doctor took one look and softly spoke. There's really nothing I can do. Bring his mother, I think his back is broke. It was then I heard a voice say, something about a good-for-nothing son. Why'd you go and do a thing like that? Bring the preacher, I think his time has come. Doctor, the light is growing dim, and I've heard a calling from the other side. Doctor, there's so much I haven't done. There's that sparkle that I've seen. Too young to die. Then darkness fell around me, and up ahead the pearly gates came into view. St. Peter said, hey, cowboy, come on in. We've been expecting you. But I said, doctor, the light is growing dim, and I've heard a calling from the other side. Doctor, there's so much I haven't done. There's that sparkle that I've seen in Becky's eyes. Doctor,
now, don't forget, if you want to be part of Social Country, it's really easy, and we'd love you to be part of it. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. You can also check out our website, realcountrymix.com. You can find us on Twitter, shoot us a tweet, or give us a buzz on our request line, 1-300-929-516. 1-300-929-516. Now, as I said before, I was feeling quite poorly, suffering from a severe case of man flu. Thankfully, I did not die from man flu. But if I did, this next song suggestion, I think, would be absolutely fitting. And it's courtesy of David on Facebook. I think that that was a great suggestion. I'm talking about a Joe Diffie song. And it was written by Kerry Kurt Phillips, Howard Perdue, and Rick Baylock. It was released in 1993. It was the second single from Joe Diffie's CD, Honky Tonk Attitude. It did peak at number 3 on the Billboard Hot Country charts in the US. And it is called Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox If I Die. It is one of those great, fun country songs and an absolutely brilliant suggestion. Thank you so much, David, on Facebook. Here it is right now. Joe Diffie, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox If I Die, which thankfully I won't because I survived man flu.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember, I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party, even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, prop me up beside the jukebox.
Well, thankfully, I did survive man flu, but I did have some quiet time while I was ill to reflect on my time in Nashville. There were so many amazing people, so much great food, and that old-style southern hospitality. just amazing. During the festival, the town really did come alive everywhere with heaps of great music and people and stalls. It was fantastic. Too much for any one person to see during the one festival. And that's why it needs to be an annual trip. Well, I think that's why anyway. That's my reasoning, and I'm sticking to it. Still to come on Real Country's USA special, Taylor Swift and Eric Church right after this.
I took for granted all my life.
G'day, guys. This is John Lynham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Sacrack the thunder, things ain't right.
Angie, just listen to me. I'm here, and it's going to be different this time.
Behind the Wheel's giving you the chance to win a copy of the new high-octane thriller, Vehicle 19.
This is a minivan. I ordered a sedan. You know what? This is going to be fun.
Starring Paul Walker from The Fast and the Furious, Vehicle 19 finds Walker's character in the wrong place, at the wrong time, and in the wrong car.
I don't want to hear any of it.
You're going to save it for the police.
It's the police that want you dead.
For your chance to win a copy of Vehicle 19 on DVD or Blu-ray, simply sign up for the Behind the Wheel newsletter at behindthewheel.com.au.
I'm trying to make up right now for every wrong turn I've ever made.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of. Except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specializes in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with a focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075. Or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans. I'll give
Ben
you the green light.
Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Right across Australia and New Zealand, for all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, this was a bit of a surreal moment for me before the huge nightly CMA festival show at LP Field, backstage somewhere in that massive stadium. As I looked up from the Dunkin' Donuts bar, with coffee in one hand, a half-eaten jam donut in the other, and what I'm sure would be at least some icing sugar all over my face, I see standing in front of me a beautiful, confident, and quite polite Taylor Swift. Here's what she had to say about Australia and touring.
I'm so excited about playing stadiums in Australia. We've been going over there for a few years now and touring, and last year with the stadium tour that we did in Australia, I think we all had a feeling that things had really been going well there. And I think when we put out Red and it did so well there, and the songs have been, they've just been really supportive. And Australia's been one of the most fun places we've ever toured. So going back over there to do stadiums is not difficult to ask me to go do that. I'm really excited, and I think it'll also be a really great way to spend the end of the year. It's been such an incredible year for touring. We're in the middle of the tour right now, and we've just started doing the stadium shows on the US tour. So ending the year in December in Australia when it's 85 degrees there is not gonna be bad.
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know. You better know, you better know, you better know. I just wanna know you.
everything has changed. And all my walls still tall, painted blue, but all taken down, taken down, and open up the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up a lost time, taking flight, making me feel like I just wanna know you better, know you better, know you better now. I just wanna know you better, know you better, know you better now. I just wanna know you better, know you better, know you better now. I just wanna know you, know you, know you. It's all I know is we said hello, and your eyes look like coming home. Oh, I know is a simple name, yeah. Everything has changed. All I know is you held the door, and you'll be mine and I'll be yours. Oh, I know since yesterday, yeah, it's everything has changed. Come back and tell me why I'm feeling like I've missed you all this time.
Taylor Swift with Everything Has Changed, featuring one Ed Sheeran. Now, if you ever get a chance to head to Nashville for the CMA Festival, you've got to get tickets to the nightly show at LP Field. I remember my first night I was there that I enjoyed that concert. Walking out onto that field, as an Aussie, LP Field is bigger than any stadium I've ever seen in Australia. It is massive. And with the quality of acts and country music there, it's just a huge lineup of global country superstars every night with special guests that will blow your mind. Now, Taylor Swift did an impressive set, and so too did this fellow, Mr. Eric Church. Best listened to with a drink in my hand.
like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rings. All I'll do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is your lot for the week as far as real country goes. And next week, we'll be recapping some more of my highlights from my USA trip. And I tell you what, there is just so many great people that I got to chat to, and we'll be cramming it all into next week's show, including, I think, from memory, I might even be having a chat with this guy called Keith Urban. I'm not sure if you've heard of him before or not. Anyway, really, really nice fella. Can't wait to bring you that audio next week. In the meantime, you can check out some of the photos and more stories from my Nashville trip on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. We'd love to continue the country conversation there on Twitter, or if that's all too much, on our website, realcountrymix.com. Get the podcast, download it. You can do everything on our website, realcountrymix.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I had a fantastic time in the US. We'll be doing it again next week with a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Interested in getting dozens of leading business experts helping you for free? No, you're not dreaming. You heard us right. Dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car, or on your phone 24/7 every day with tips, comments, discussion, and simple ideas to help you make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
Find your next car faster, on your mobile, on the go, with carsguide.com.au. Carsguide.com.au's new mobile site is now even easier to navigate on your mobile, and that means you can search for and find exactly what you're looking for, no stress. And with over 150,000 vehicles for sale, you're sure to find exactly what you want on your mobile, easily and quickly, at carsguide.com.au.
Having a web presence doesn't need to be hard work. Many individuals and businesses find it frustrating when even simple changes to their website cost them a fortune and become major headaches. Fortunately, there's a really easy, cost-effective, and very professional alternative now available. The team at Coops Consulting can not only help you achieve the website you want, they can also get you into the world of social media. So don't delay, get Coops Consulting on the job. Visit coops.com.au. That's COOPZ.com.au.